Thank you, Bonnie and Kimberly and Joan and Jan and Terry. When we play music together, which we do, jamming on Saturdays, we're called the Old Teenagers. Which kind of fits with the Boom Project, I guess, a little bit. So my poem that's in the Boom, how about this? Perfect for Boomer generation, right? This is a poem called Old Blue Volvo, which I'm grateful is in the anthology. It has four generations in it of my family. Old Blue Volvo, 20 horses and a crank starter. Never met them better than the Tin Lizzie, said Grandpa, a machinist at the brass mill. The Model T, a shining image, youth and freedom. Henry Ford, two words jangling in his pocket. Living wage, 8-hour day. Dad loved the 48 half-ton he found for a few bucks, gave it fresh plugs, a bumper, played with the timing till it hummed. Loved me too, though he couldn't say it. With that rattly pickup, showed me manual transmission, hands-on, sequenced pattern of the letter H, metallic industrial click of gears shifting. Quietly, he'd shake his head as that old truck bucked and quivered to a dead stop. Feel the free play in the pedal, let it out slow, then give it gas. Soon I was double clutching on the downshift upgrade, taking raw joy in the engine's roar and surge, pulling deep into the furnace of itself to charge uphill like a young man propelling himself into the world. Now it's my daughter, 16, at the wheel. Our old blue Volvo jumps. The dashboard lights up red. She groans. Quietly, I shake my head. This strange voice on my tongue. Let it up till it grabs, then feather it. Easy. That's the way. Okay. This one is called Spring Mills. Some of you may know Spring Mills. It's a real small town in Penns Valley, central Pennsylvania. It's where my dad grew up. And this is Memorial Day, 1943, Spring Mills. Yeah, my father, this is a little before my dad graduated from high school. And he lied about his age to enlist. And there was the one important principle in being raised in my father's family is whatever you do, the work, never tell a lie. Spring Mills, Memorial Day, 1943. At 17, my father had a silver cornet and blue light stirred behind his eyes. He stepped out behind the slide trombones, march tempo, six abreast, six pair of spats, sparkling white on spit shine Sunday shoes, row on row of legs draped in royal blue, striped with gold, 120 steps a minute to the rattle of the snare down Main Street. The music is proud Sousa, and my father swells with breath beneath brass buttons, mouthpiece pressed to lips, triple tonguing, double forte, bright notes bursting in the air of crystalline afternoon, lilac-scented spring. In from the fields on holiday, a corridor of eyes and smiles, scrubbed faces framed in white collars, calloused hands clapping as the band steps by. These kids sound good, don't they? His silver horn sings out legato over Penns Creek, where it curves under the wobbly footbridge by the fire hall. Stars and stripes ripple from the pole. An old willow leans over the water, strand after strand of green tears. A red-winged blackbird screeches, lifts into the breeze, epaulets flashing scarlet as it flaps across the creek to the ball field, like a young man crossing the sea to war. let's see here. Oh, this one is called Largo. It's a little shorter. Largo, woozy from the sway of time, an ocean in which you float as a wave breaks, and tongues of jeweled green sea ease you into a trough of luxurious emptiness and forgetting, with backwash of eddies and swirls of white water, where each chain-linked molecule of you finds freedom to be for a moment, hours, years that work as you imagined they might. When the teacher asked, you raised your hand, waved, answers came. Hypotenuse, easy to love this word for shortcut from the West Main graveyard through the cherry tree fence row to Fred Mensch's farm. And here's Misty, the German shepherd, trotting out from the red barn to announce with howitzer blasts of woof, paperboy, now and eternally, you are unwelcome. Over the furrows, she bounds like an avenger of every misfortune that happened ever to hardworking farmers. This isn't Lassie, Sunday, 6 p.m., starring June Lockhart and Hugh Riley. This is Turn and Run Fast, or Stand Your Ground, Growl Like a Black Bear, Be Menacing. It might work. Good dog, Misty. I'm your friend. Okay. Ready? Here comes the next wave. And I'm going to close with a poem that was it's titled Bacchanoni. It's a word coined as you will by my grandson. You'll get it. It's a whole brand new word, Bacchanoni. Oh, macaroni, riding a pony, you came to town. Why? What made you stick a feather in your hat? You who were the fashionable Italian pasta of 1775, many years before my grandson Will sat at his stool with his blue bowl and endlessly patient mother, my daughter, waiting for the pan of macaroni and water to gently boil, become soft, but not too soft, become just right chewiness of crushed, rolled, and boiled, formerly hard wheat. We are joyful before the bowl, brimming now in wriggly, pale white, small curved tunnels of pasta. One thing only is missing, deep tomato redness of ketchup, Heinz, the great genuine vinegary red of Pittsburgh. There would be no Pittsburgh, I think, if there were no Heinz ketchup in its classic octagonal, gracefully fluted bottle, which one turns upside down and commands, stand and deliver. Whack goes the heel of the hand to the bottle to bring forth with luck and persistence slurpy red goodness. Will smiles, lifting spoonfuls of it to his round, happy 3-year-old face. For him, I sing of Yankee Doodle Dandy, colonial bumpkin mocked by King George's redcoat troopers, stuck a feather in his hat and called it, cue the cute kid, Bacchanoni, he says. Yes, language lives. Macaroni collides with bacchanal. A new word is born. Bacchanoni, festive, pasta-laden feast for 3-year-olds and well-juiced grandpas. Again, again, he says, meaning, do it again, the song with its mystery, danger, ridicule. Long ago in Boston, the bumpkins rose in anger, revolt, blood. No more kings, said Payne. Let's do something new. Let's something almost as good as pasta with ketchup. We'll call it representative democracy. A little boring, maybe, but worth doing. And we did it, Will. We ate tons of Bacchanoni. And now it's young Elvis on YouTube singing, "You Ain't Nothing But a Hound Dog." Elvis, next big thing in revolutions. Bacchanoni, my Will, you had something to do with it. Thank you very much.